was leaving a perfectly good audio a moment ago on this, and my voice just became raspy as fuck, and then I had to start re-recording. No idea what the issue is. So anyway, you need to know for step one, this physiologic point about pulmonary, that both ventilation and perfusion as independent variables, both of these will increase from apex to base, okay? The question is, how does V on Q change? V being ventilation, Q being perfusion. Well, we can say gravity, greater effect on perfusion, being blood, liquid, than on air, ventilation. So Q will increase more than V as we move from apex to base. Therefore, our ratio decreases. It's about 0.6 at the bases. It's about 3.0 at the apices in the upright patient. And when we have a greater V on Q at the apices compared to the bases, this is referred to as alveolar dead space. Okay, dead space is when you have a high V on Q, and shunt is what we call it when we have a low V on Q. A lot to talk about. I don't want to go off too much on a rabbit hole on that discussion right now. There's some other questions on this, but just in short, keep things concise right now. You need to know that it's not just perfusion that increases from apex to base. Ventilation also does. And the ratio will decrease from apex to base. That's it.